Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation on patient Yehonanta Anoconia. First name is Yehonanta, Yehonatan, Yehonatan. Last name Anaconia, Anconina. Date of birth 11/2/2018. This letter is being written to Dr. Marina Yam. First name is Marina, Marina. Last name is Yam, Yam. Address 825 Pollard Road, Suite 109, Los Gatos, California 95032. Telephone number 408-238-2992. Fax number 408-238-2993. Dear Dr. Marina Yam, this is a brief note on our mutual patient, Yehonatan, Yehonatan, last name Anaconia, Anconina. As you know, he has significant, he has moderate allergic rhinitis and is doing quite well on Singulair and Flonase period. He also has allergy to carrots and eggs, and that and family has taken appropriate steps to avoid any eggs or carrot or any carrots or any egg containing foods period. I did some RAS testing to egg components, and he is positive to both ova mucoid and ova albumin, thus confirming a significant positive allergy to eggs period. I explained to mom that this kind of egg allergy is likely to persist for quite some time, and perhaps repeat testing should be done in the next 2 to 5 years, and then he should be monitored for any other developments period. Incidentally, going back to his history, the first reaction occurred at age around one when he had some cake, when he had some food mixed with eggs, and this was followed by immediate development of diffuse rash and some itching period. There was no stridor or vomiting, diarrhea, cough, angioedema, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis period. There was no hospitalization or emergency room visit period. I believe some antihistamines were given and he improved period. Since that reaction, he has had many reactions between age 1 and 2, and then again between age 2 and 3, and most of these reactions occurred with the ingestion of eggs or egg containing foods period. Most reactions consisted of generalized rash, which occurred immediately following any ingestion, but there was no evidence of any wheezing, coughing, or anything to vomiting or anything to suggest anaphylaxis period. Certainly, because of the history and large positive reactions, I believe an egg anaphylaxis can occur, and my mother was instructed to use an EpiPen in case of a significant reaction. Appropriate instructions were given, and she was given a prescription of EpiPen, and I told her to refill these prescriptions every 1 to 2 years period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well. It's a pleasure. I enjoy taking care of this youngster, and I'm hopeful that he will be well. He will continue to do quite well. End of dictation on patient Yahoo Nathan Anaconia. Thank you.